When I talked about blue jays last time, a few listeners pricked up their ears. There's one or two blue jay haters in these parts. I decided to let Mark Twain have the last word on the blue jay. He wrote, "There's more to a blue jay than any other creature. He has got more moods and more different kinds of feelings than other creatures, and mind you, whatever a blue jay feels, he can put into language. And no mere commonplace language either, but rattling out-and-out book talk, and bristling with metaphor, too, just bristling. And as for command of language, why, you never see a blue jay get stuck for a word. No man ever did. They just boil out of him. And another thing, I've noticed a good deal, and there's no bird or cow or anything that uses as good grammar as a blue jay. You may say a cat uses good grammar. Well, a cat does, but you let a cat get excited once. You let a cat get to pulling fur with another cat on a shed nights, and you'll hear grammar that'll give you the lockjaw. Ignorant people think it's the noise which fighting cats make that is so aggravating, but it ain't so. It's the sickening grammar they use. Now, I've never heard a jay use bad grammar, but very seldom. And when they do, they are as ashamed as a human. They shut right down and leave. You may call a jay a bird. Well, so he is in a measure, because he's got feathers on him and don't belong to no church, perhaps. But otherwise, he is just as much a human as you be. And I'll tell you for why. A jay's gifts and instincts and feelings and interests cover the whole ground. A jay hasn't got any more principle than a congressman. A jay will lie, a jay will steal, a jay will deceive, a jay will betray, and 4 times out of 5, a jay will go back on his solemnest promise. Now, on top of all this, there's another thing. A jay can outswear any gentleman in the mines. You think a cat can swear? Well, a cat can. But you give a blue jay a subject that calls for his reserve powers, and where is your cat? Don't talk to me. I know too much about this thing. And there's yet another thing. In the one little particular of scolding, just good, clean, out-and-out scolding, a blue jay can lay over anything, human or divine. Yes, sir, a jay is everything that a man is. A jay can cry, a jay can laugh, a jay can feel shame, a jay can reason and plan and discuss, a jay likes gossip and scandal, a jay has got a sense of humor, a jay knows when he is an ass just as well as you do, maybe better. If a jay ain't human, he better take in his sign, that's all. That was Mark Twain, this is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.